Hello, good
Hello.
evening, man. Okay. Good evening, sir. We're just conducting an opinion research about Phoenix, Arizona area, and we'd like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona area?
Yes, survey about what exactly?
This is in regards to, mostly is about the housing. The housing, the mortgage, the cost of housing, so on and so forth. But generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
They're getting worse.
So, on the wrong track? Can I record that as
your answer? Wrong direction.
Okay. I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north to south of Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as a Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to...
No, that's fine. I understand.
Okay, great. Now, moving forward, I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your area, can you please tell me just the year of your birth, please?
91.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. Now, are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
You or someone in your house?
Someone in the house.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
That depends. Seems like crime is on the rise, so I'd say fair for now.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a white African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino or Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And you say just fair. And I'm going to read you real quick the list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, sir, please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, but 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number,
okay,
the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine, okay? Now, better public transportation options from 1 to 5.
2.
Okay. How about more good paying jobs?
From 1 to 5.
And more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
And more parks and recreational opportunities? Same question.
3.
Okay. And how about more dining and entertainment options from 1 to 5?
That's the same, 3.
And better street and road maintenance?
5.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
About a 4.
Okay, great. I appreciate your patience on the line. In terms of your job status, are you employee, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or student, or homemaker?
I am employed.
Okay, thank you. Now, in thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I'm not sure how to answer that one. I don't work in the area, so, you know.
That's to the best
like
of your knowledge.
Everything here is, it seems like everything is retail here, so it could probably do with a little more.
So is that too few?
Yeah, let's go with too few.
Okay.
Let's go with too few. That's fine.
Now, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Probably too few on that one.
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And, sir, for each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
How about dollar stores and discounts change strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
And grocery stores and supermarkets, same question. Strongly, somewhat,
more
or no?
Would be nice.
So strongly, yeah. Or somewhat?
Yeah, let's just go with strongly.
Okay, how about doctor's offices in hospitals? Would you like to see more of that strongly, somewhat, or no?
I'd say somewhat. I think we have a few here.
How about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Would you like to see more of that strongly, somewhat,
nope.
Or no?
Okay. No.
Okay. So moving forward, on your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? Anything comes to mind? One or two things, restaurants, businesses? What type?
No, I can't really think too much of what I would like to. Maybe the Costco or Sam's Club, that kind of like major retailers around here, because we don't have any, but.
Okay. We'll go with that. Okay, that's good enough. No worries. I'm moving forward real quick. Just one or two things. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem? What's your opinion, sir?
Just on the availability front, I think it's okay.
But this is the availability to buy or rent a property.
Well, you know, if you're talking about like the cost, then no, it's nowhere. Yeah, it's abysmal everywhere.
So you think it's in Levine? Go ahead.
If you're talking, if this includes the cost to rent or buy, that's
right.
A solid no. It's not affordable anywhere, and it's insane right now.
No, understood. But how should I recall your answer? Now, these are three options. Do you think that availability is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate,
yes.
Or slight?
Just go with very big problem.
Okay. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it will cost to buy or rent a home. Oh, this is the one. Okay, so how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. The number of houses, the number of buildings, properties.
So the number of actual buildings?
Big problem? Yes.
No, not really. There's
fairly
there's,
big?
There's... It's moderately.
A moderate.
It's moderate issue. Yeah, yeah. The housing is there. It's just the cost of it that's too high.
Thank you, sir. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of housing. For each one, sir, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. How about single-family detached homes? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
Okay. How about townhouses or attached homes? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. How about housing options for seniors? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Thank you. Now, let's finish this up, okay? I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Now, please tell me whether you favor or oppose to each of these proposals. Now, the first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, or triplexes. Will you favor that proposal strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm not familiar with the zoning laws, so I don't know how to answer that one.
We can move forward, no worries. Now, how about, will you favor or oppose the proposal or repropose or replace parking lots with new housing? Will you favor that or oppose that?
That depends on the parking lot. If it's a, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You know, now that you mentioned it, makes sense. Right, and yeah. But we can move forward. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Now, how about the that was a funny answer. How about changing certain laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
I'm not familiar with the zoning laws and what they entail, so I can't honestly answer that one.
Okay, here's one for the zoning laws. Then we move to another one. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the constructions or more apartment buildings? And saying,
I'm just going to say no, because less apartments better.
Okay, so you somewhat favor that or somewhat opposed?
No, I don't favor that. We don't need apartments.
We don't need
apartments like in Tempe. Just strongly oppose that.
Okay.
We have too many apartments.
Okay. Now, remember, the last one was to change zoning laws to allow for constructions of more condominium buildings. And you say that you want to go with neutral on that one, right? You still standing on
that? Yeah, because I'm not too sure how I would see about that. And I mean, I just felt like more single-family homes would be great.
I just don't know what changing
the law means.
No, I understand. Yeah, it's more complicated than that. But that's the next one. I'm glad you mentioned it. Now, the next one is changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Now, will you support that proposal or oppose that proposal? Would you favor that or oppose that?
Let's just go with favor that.
Somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Just somewhat. Let's just go somewhat.
How about the repropose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with the new housing? Will you somewhat favor, strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that proposal?
For empty stores, yeah, I'm in favor of it.
So strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Let's go with somewhat.
Thank you, Shade. Let's finish this up. We'd like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed?
High school, senior year.
Thank you, sir. Now, what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, and $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000. And more than 125.
About 125.
Okay,
that's combined,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Of course, whatever it was.
Okay.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes only, by my supervisor. He's right here looking at me right now. Can I just have your first name, please?
Mark.
Okay, thank you, Mark. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And thank you for sharing your opinion, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, likewise.
Bye. Thank you, sir. Bye.